Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Streets Photog podcast. I'm your host, David Joseph Del Grand. Creating cinematic video with an iPhone or mobile device takes only a few simple steps. Although shooting video is a new language that I'm teaching myself, it's a ton of fun challenging my creative eye. Now, so far, I haven't invested much into equipment, obviously, since we're talking about video work with a mobile device. But I'm keeping it simple as I grow into the knowledge and my style. So let's start. Step 1. I changed my default video capture frame rate from 30 to 60 frames per second. To change your default, go to the settings, scroll down to your camera app, click record video and choose 4K at 60. But heads up, for low light situations, this setting doesn't work well. For night work, I'll typically switch to 4K at 30 because I can get motion blur in post-production when I'm editing. Motion blur is how movies look. And we'll get that by dropping the frame rate to 24 frames per second. But I'll talk about that step later. Step 2. When I'm in the field, I underexpose the shot. On iPhone 11 and newer, decide on your focus point and click and hold your finger on the screen. The auto exposure and auto focus will pop up. Drag your finger down to expose a shot. Now this style isn't for every creator, but I enjoy the results that I'm getting today. Conversely speaking, I know myself, and as a creator, my style today won't be my style tomorrow. It's a work in progress. Step 3. Let's get to some gear that I recommend. Firstly, I picked up the Neewer rig for mobile phones. It's spelled N-E-E-W-E-R. Not really sure how to pronounce it. It comes with multiple cold shoes for lights and microphones. I'm pretty sure I grabbed it at B&H Photo Video for, about $30 US. There is a less expensive model that's plastic and under $20, but I wanted something metal and more sturdy. And this rig has been awesome to use. My video clips are much smoother and steadier, and since I'm taking video in an uncontrolled environment, I need to minimize camera shake at every turn. This rig can also be attached to a tripod, which can add to your shooting experience. I'll put the link in the description. My second investment was the Rode Video Micro Mic. With the adapter for iPhone, this cost me less than $60 on Amazon. Now, good audio is essential for video, and this will step up your game. Always remember, a viewer will sit through poor video quality, but will most likely click away if your audio is poor. And again, there's a link in the description. Now, when it comes to actually capturing video, I was using the Filmic Pro application for a while. This app allows you to adjust your depth of field and frame rate. I mean, it looks fantastic when it works. Sadly, it was crashing more often than not and overheating my phone at every turn. But I may return to it soon because I'm planning a short film with my fiance. For now, I'm simply shooting with the factory iPhone camera app. Anyhow, with shipping, I've spent about $100, and it's been worth every penny. My video swoops, because of my camera rig, are much smoother, and stills and B-roll are far more steady. It's honestly a night and day difference. I've also felt myself going into the field with more intention and direction. Now, obviously that's not gonna come with the actual purchase, but you may experience the same thing. Okay, so now we have our images and video files. Let's color grade a bit. I recently purchased the Darkroom application. It's not my favorite editing tool, but it certainly gets the job done. You can buy a lifetime subscription for $50. There are less expensive options available, so maybe try it at the lowest price and see if it's worth it for you. I was using the Vascal app for mobile, but they changed their format back to its original style and it's just god awful. It destroyed my workflow, so I moved on. For client and photojournalism work, which demands better quality overall, I use Photoshop to edit my still images. Compared to my brand work, which is much more fun, I tend to keep it playful and aim for quick turnarounds. Color grading for all photo work is a very personal experience. I'll walk you through some of my edits, and you can develop your own stees. I usually run my video and photos through a preset, and then just adjust the taste. Basically, we're making pasta sauce. And sometimes, we need a little bit of spiciness, right? Okay, so the first step when it comes to color grading, I run the video through a preset. My underexposed daytime work is looking great using the i-100 Instant preset. If you give the Darkroom app a go, this will make a lot more sense. But generally speaking, just try a few preset filters on the application you use. Now mind you, Tucson, Arizona has powerfully bright sunshine practically all year, so my light will most likely be different than your city's. Okay, next, I enrich the blacks by setting it at a negative 15 for starters. And at this point, I'm actually dropping that to negative 50. And the rich colors and shadows, it's stunning. Thus, I usually drop the saturation a bit to compensate for the darkening of the image. But that's typically used for maintaining accurate skin tones. So if my images or videos don't feature people, I can push the pixels a bit further for a surreal look. Okay, then I bring up the shadows to no greater than plus 50, unless I screwed up the original exposure. That step balances the uptick in the black node. When I really want the mood to drip, I'll drop the brightness, sometimes as low as negative 50. Since I'm shooting video with my phone, I typically edit the work on the iMovie app. When you start a new video project, the first video clip you add will set the frame rate for the rest of the movie. And remember, we're looking for 24 frames per second for that beautiful motion blur and that movie look. And you may be thinking, dude, we shot everything at 60 frames per second. You totally lost me. Fear not. Take a 2-second video at 4K and 24 frames per second. Doesn't matter what. Make that the first clip of your movie, even if you're creating a short for YouTube. I made a folder on my phone called Frame Rate 24. So that this short video doesn't get lost in my massive gallery of images. When you have all your clips in the project, simply delete the first clip. Now, your extra crispy video, shot at a higher frame rate, will have the motion blur and stunning detail. At 60 frames per second, you're capturing more information, so you won't get as much noise, if at all, when you start editing and set it to 24 FPS. Now this technique isn't foolproof. Video, like I've said, is a new language for me. But I wanted to share what I'm excited about. More recently, I started using CapCut to edit videos, especially for YouTube Shorts made in portrait mode. Except for some of the advanced features, this application is free and immensely powerful. The transition and animation options offer trendy and classic options that will suit most everyone's needs. You can also download a desktop version if you're creating video with a mirrorless or DSLR camera. And honestly, it's quickly becoming my default way to chop up video projects. So a link for CapCut is in the description as well. So let me know when you give these techniques a try. And thanks so much for listening. If you want to support this podcast and my other creative adventures, log on to my website, davidjdelgrand.com, and purchase my first self-published softcover photo book, Luces del Barrio. I also have a new postcard project out for all of my Halloween fans. That is also shipping. And if you're in the NFT space, I'll leave a link in the description so you can catch me there. I'm really excited about my Tezos projects there, and there's some stunning work.